This is a Rishima here, the connection to the Sukkah of the Ovis, the Sukkah, the Mitzvah of Sukkah B'zman Hazeh, and Be'ikir, what's Negeya to us, is the Sukkah La'asud Lavai, from Karev Mamish. Okay, this is a Rishima from the Rebbe, so it's written very, very B'kitzer. I'll try to explain as I read. Okay, got the right side? Don't know if I'm talking about it. Yeah, beginning, Bereishis Rabba. It starts with Bereishis Rabba. Bereishis Rabba, somewhere in Parsha, or somewhere, okay. And it says there, it doesn't say the Maramakim, the Rebbe was writing it from memory, yeah. So, Shebizchar, Sheomar, Avram, Avinu, Olav HaShalom. In the Zchar of the fact that Avram Avinu said to his guest, which were the Malachim, V'hishanu tachas ha'etz, that lean under the tree, and he fed them. So, Nitnu Yisrael Mitzvah Sukkah. The Yidin got the Mitzvah of Sukkah. That's one medrash. Then the Rebbe quotes another medrash. Obiyalkut Shmaini, Tov Reish Nun Gimel, Reish, I'm not sure what the Reish is, Re'ei, Tov Reish Nun Gimel, okay? Yalkut Shmaini, Tov Reish Nun Gimel, so it says there, Shebezuchus, Mitzvah Sukkah, as a reward for the Mitzvah Sukkah that we do, Yizku L'Sukkas Oiroi Shel Leviathan. The Eibishter will take the skin of the Leviathan and make a big Sukkah for all of Klal Yisrael to be inside. Okay, so the Rebbe asked two questions on this. First of all, v'tzarach lov nashaycha is the gimel inyan melu. What is the connection of these three things? Avraham Avinu serving the malachim, the mitzvah of sukkah today, and the asad lovai, the oyrei shel avyasim. Ubefrat, and another point here is, if you look at the details, shemuchalakamein, they are different. So today, the ha'oisa sukkah tachas ha'ilon, the halacha today is, if you build your sukkah under a tree, k'may v'yishanu tachas ha'eitz, like the case of Avraham Avinu, that it was under a tree, psula, it's possible. So not only is it not similar to the way it was by Avraham, adarabba, we're saying that the mitzvah of sukkah today is b'schar what Avraham did, but actually the way the sukkah is built today is possible if we do it like Avraham did it. B'cheinu, m'sicheich b'oir dag. Same is also true if you use the skin of a fish as a roof, as a schach for your sukkah. It's also possible. The holy have gedule karka. The schach has to be something that grows from the ground. And fish, the skin of the fish does not grow from the ground.
Have you
seen it used for the walls? No. Doesn't look like it. Because the main name of the sukkah is al shem the schach. And it says that sukkas oire shel avyasan, so it refers to the schach. Yeah. Okay, so the Rebbe explains as follows. The Rebbe gives an introduction. Ha'inyan. So the point there is as follows. The inyan ha-mitzvahs hu kishmam. B'chlal, the idea of all mitzvahs is like the name itself indicates, loshon tzavsa v'chibur, that it connects us to Hashem. Not only a commandment, but it's also a connection. Shal yidei ha-mitzvah nitten mitzius l'ha'odom. So the Rebbe now explains what this means. Through a mitzvah, that gives the person his entire entity. Without the mitzvah, the person has no significance. It's as if he doesn't exist. The Rebbe will explain this in a moment. So there's two stages to this. There is the fact that Hashem gives us a mitzvah. He commands us. The very fact that Hashem commands us, even before you fulfill it, that gives a person significance. Then, when you fulfill the mitzvahs, so then, once you fulfill it, you actually become connected and one with the commander of the mitzvahs. What's this idea here? What does this mean that before you have a mitzvah, the person has no significance whatsoever? So the Rebbe doesn't bring the whole hesber here, but this comes from Lakut Teira, and the Rebbe brings a few words. Valderech Moshel, the example for this is, a ish pashut legamri, a simple individual. And there's a chacham gadol, that's the Alter Rebbe's lashon there. There's a great, wise man, or a king even. And so this simple person has absolutely no significance in the eyes of the chacham gadol. Who is he? What does he know? Simple person. It's not important at all. Then, if the chacham gadol needs a favor of his for something, now he becomes important. Now he has a mitzvah. So the very fact that the chacham gadol is calling upon the ish pashut and giving him a mitzvah, that gives him a mitzvah. Then, once the person fulfills the mitzvah, he actually becomes connected. He served the chacham, he served the melech, he becomes connected. Zeo pidish, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. This is the pshat of what it says in Pirkei Avos, that the schar of a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Heine shekol schar a mitzvahs. B'zeh u'bebo, whatever other reward we are promised in this world or in the world to come, hu ka'ayin, is nothing legabe pulas ha-mitzvah. In contrast to the mitzvah itself, the action of the mitzvah itself is the greatest connection. That is the greatest reward possible, more than any other reward. If anyone remembers the first or second shir, we learned about this idea. That Ba'emes, even the Schar La'asad Lavi, will be that Hashem will give us more opportunity to do the mitzvah itself. Because there really is no greater thing than the connection that there is in the mitzvah itself. Like a person that's summoned by a king, and in this case, Melech Malchem Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fulfill a mitzvah. What greater thing could there be? Okay. When you fulfill the mitzvah, you get connected to the Baal HaRatzon, to Hashem that commands to do the mitzvah. So this is what all mitzvahs are about. There's also a letter from the Friedrich Rebbe about this. The Rebbe's Mitzayin over here, Be'arichas al-Dvar Kozev, Michtav Techni HaTamim. There's a letter in HaTamim from the Friedrich Rebbe where he explains this Indian as well. Ukemai b'mashal. That, this Indian, Be'kitzer, Nayim Yem, yeah.
Probably taken from that, maybe.
Yeah, from that letter.
A person is born,
T.S.
is born, when
Chacham
commanded to do something.
Yeah, yeah. When is it?
Dayan
Yem, remember?
Maybe Cheshvan?
Okay. Well, Kibayi b'mashal, just like it's true in the example, Tzarechlis eza hachana b'isha poshet, this simple individual has to have some kind of preparation, something to prepare in order that the Chacham Gadol should call upon him. If this is a person that has absolutely no talent whatsoever, he is totally worthless, the Chacham Gadol will not call upon him to do something, a favor for him. So he has to have some kind of preparation. And more specifically, when the Chacham Gadol calls upon him, if he's totally not listening, so then he won't hainu, so shiyasim libay lishmaya. He has to listen, he has to hear that there's someone that needs him. Then, once he gets the command, he has to be up to it. He has to be in a position where he's ready to make a resolution that is going to fulfill what he's being asked to do. And then, another thing that Rebbe says, he has to have the objects that he needs to get whatever the Chacham Gadol wants him to get done. So this explains why shekaidim nisinas teira or mitzvahs, before Hashem gives us teira mitzvahs by matan teira, hayitzarachlius avedis ha'avis al derech merkava. First, there has to be a preparation. So, of course, us human beings, yidden in this world, are so insignificant to the Eibishter that the mashal of ish poshut lagabi achacham gadol doesn't even explain our insignificance. We're much less than that, in contrast to Hashem's true infinite existence. So we're so low and so little and so nothingness that in order that we should have any connection whatsoever, that we should even be worthy to receive the Torah, and we should have the ability to listen and to make that resolution to fulfill the Torah, there has to be a preparation, which that preparation was done by the Ovis when they served Hashem to the utmost possibility of a human being, like a Merkava that's totally bottled to the rider and does whatever he can. Hainu iloi hayese efshiri, the utmost possible, mitzad hametzuveh. On the side of the person that's going to be commanded. That is the Ovis. And then you had the Golas Mitzrayim. Another preparation had to be that you didn't have to go through the Golas of Mitzrayim. They had to be involved in the world, in Mitzrayim, and all the experience and the life that they had there in Mitzrayim. Shal yedezeh nizdachecha oilam. The Yidden, through the years that they were in Mitzrayim, they refined the world. Ah, shahoya efsher lekayim by Torah mitzvahs, and that made the world possible that they should be able to receive the Torah, to fulfill Torah mitzvahs. V'shetishre hakdusha beinyonim shebehem ekayim haMitzvah. And now the objects of the world that you fulfill to do the mitzvah with, the kedusha could dwell on those objects. So you have 2 points to the hachana of matan Torah. You have the hachana of the ovis, like the ish poshut, that he himself has to prepare himself to listen and to hear and to be ibig again, to do what he's commanded. And then the velt, the object, the world has to have some kind of preparation, which is the fact that up until then, the ovis and the shvatim were living in Eretz Yisrael, totally secluded of the world. The Avos and the Shvatim were shepherds and totally secluded from the world. Hashem needed that the Yid should go live in the world, and there in Mitzrayim they retained their identity, and to become involved and to elevate and refine the world itself, and that made the Hachana for Matan Torah. Uki duat known shekaidem matn teira leniskatchu makles to Yaakov akai gavna. Even though Yaakov Avinu, when he was playing around or whatever he was doing with the sticks and pashas vayete, so that resembled mitzvah of tefillin, but the sticks themselves did not have the kedusha like tefillin. Afshar hayal dvat tefillin shalonu, even though it says in Zohar that it was similar to tefillin. Okay, so this is the general point of what all mitzvahs are about, the preparation. And the preparation to the mitzvahs, which is through the Ovis and through Golas Mitzrayim. Yeah? What happened? You came off the ladder from building your sukkah?
Fell off.
Fell off the bed. I'm going to get right to Vihine. We're towards the bottom of the page. Vihine ischar mitzvah mitzvah. The very schar of the mitzvah is, as we said before, the mitzvah itself. And what is that? What is the mitzvah itself? Haine hois atzmus. The fact that you become one with the commander of the mitzvah. Who behelam hato? This reward today is concealed. We don't see the fact that when we do a mitzvah we become one with Hashem. It is the fact. Every time you do a mitzvah you become one with Hashem. But today it's concealed. At eis keitz asher yigla kvoid Hashem v'ro kol basar and v'leichon avayd meirecha. Then we'll see with our flesh, eyes, we'll see clearly the Eibishter, everything that we've accomplished today. So there are three stages to the existence. There is the before Matan Torah, the Kufa of the Ovis, which is the Hachana. Today, when we have the mitzvahs to be Mekayim, and La'asad Lavoi, when whatever we accomplish today will be revealed. Hine ba'achonas ha-mitzvah mitzad atzmai, before Matan Torah, when the Ovis, which are the our Ovis, that they are preparing for the fact that we're going to be commanded Matan Torah by Matan Torah, so when they prepare, this is something that always says in Chassidus that Rebbe quotes it very often. You can't reach higher than the source that you come from. A human being can come to the utmost perfection of his source where he came from, but not higher than that. The raya is from the fact that this is in Gemara in Yuma, that the water that flowed into the Beis HaMikdash, there was a shar hamayim that the water flowed in. So the Gemara says that the source of where the water came from, the river where it came from, had to have been at least that height of the place where it flowed into the Beis HaMikdash, because the water on its own could never climb higher than the height from where it originates from. So that shows that's benegeh to water. But the same is true benegeh to any created being, that he could never reach higher than a source. The Medrash says that the mitzvah of the Avos is only compared to a smell, which the smell is not the essence of the thing itself, because the Avos cannot reach to the essence of Hashem himself higher than the source. Mashenkin onu shemen turak shmecho. Like when you have an oil that has a good smell, so the ovis cannot access the oil itself, they could only access the smell. Mashenkin us, when we're mekayim teira mitzvahs, it's like we could empty out the oil itself from one bucket to another, taking the essence of Hashem. Here the Rebbe adds an interesting thing. Today, after Matan Torah, we can. Through the kayach of Matan Torah, we can. But in the hachana, before Matan Torah, when they did it on their own, it's impossible. In loyalty, they pump. But then, if you have a pump, so then you could pump the water to go higher than its source. So this is the Rebbe Rashab. This is an order from the Rebbe Rashab. Shazau, Ian Pulis Matan Torah. This pump is a moshel for Matan Torah. That David should provide us all a pump. Huh? Yeah. Pump. I could be it's in Russian too, because this is a Lashon that the Rebbe Rashab, I checked up this Ha'orah, the Rebbe Rashab, the Maimon, Tov Reish Nun Vav, I think it is. So he says this Lashon pump, it has to be a Russian word or something of that variation. No?
Only,
I'm asking,
have,
well, no.
They have only pump, you know, whatever you use in the bathroom to clean it. This is pump.
That's called pump?
What? The flush?
Yeah, you know.
That pump.
Oh,
pump.
The plunger, they call it
flush.
Pump.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's what they meant in the Maimon.
No, not true, that's something.
Put force from one direction so it can come up the other direction. Maybe it's the same mechanism, whatever.
So we're going to have to do some research on this.
Alright, pump. Okay. So this pump is a marshal for Matan Torah. V'hinei, mitzvah sukkah, hi mitzvah ach, mitzvah aleph, the mitzvah of sukkah is the first mitzvah that we fulfill, achrei kaporas, kol hanas v'shana ha'ovra, after Yom Kippur, which Hashem forgives us for everything that happened in the previous year. It's the first mitzvah that we have, besides, the mitzvah of tefillin in the morning, but the first unique mitzvah, that's the first Yom Tov. V'lachein, hi mitzvah klolos, sukkah is a general mitzvah. Hein befrat, and you see it also in the way the mitzvah is fulfilled, shahadam nichnes ba'am kolon yonav, the only mitzvah that you enter into the mitzvah with everything that you have, including your shoes. Behem bechlau, and also generally, shadafke besukah, omre razal, ruim kol Yisrael, leisha besukah achas. It's the only mitzvah that Chazal tell us that all Yidden could share the very same sukkah to fulfill the mitzvah. Even though l'chayra, technically, you could say the same thing regarding shofar. All Yidden could hear the sound of shofar from the very same shofar, but they didn't say that. Regarding sukkah, when the Gemara learns out that you can be yetzer with a borrowed sukkah, it says that raya is because all Yidden could use the very same sukkah, b'zeh achazeh. So we see that the mitzvah of sukkah is unique in these two ways. Sai, every individual, the way you fulfill it, that you enter with you and with everything into it, and sai, that this is the only mitzvah that all Yidden could fulfill it together. So being that it's the first mitzvah, or mitzvah klolos, and a general mitzvah, in this mitzvah is hinted all of the important points that we mentioned before regarding mitzvahs. So v'zeu shomru razal. Let's go back to the beginning. The Rebbe quoted the Medrash in the beginning. Shenitna b'zuchus hishanu tachas ha'etz. The mitzvah of sukkah was given b'zuchus the fact that Avraham Avinu had the malachim under the tree. He gave them to eat under the tree. Hainu, what is this referring to? Shetzarech liyis hachon lemitzad eish pashat kana. What Avraham Avinu was doing, he was doing the mitzvah of achnas ha'sarechim even before the mitzvahs were given. He was doing his preparation, like we mentioned before, that an ish pashat that's going to be commanded by a king has to do his preparation. And, v'tzarech liyis v'iloi hayyis ha'afshiri. The simple person has to do whatever he can to the utmost degree to prepare. Shelechein dafke v'hishanu tachas ha'etz. Avraham Avinu, he could have served them anywhere. Could have served them under the sun. Didn't have to give them shade. But Avraham Avinu wanted them to be comfortable. He did a hidden mitzvah, that they should be under the tree. Shehayev is a inshal hidden mitzvah. That he was worried that his guests should be comfortable. Ki iker mitzvah achnosas arechimu. What's the main mitzvah without a hidur? Is eshal. Achil ishtia lina. Or levia, levoya. To whatever, whether eating, drinking, or accompanying. Ayin Saita Milches, Ayin Gankin Rashi, Devar Masa, Bavrisik, Subis. Okay, that's the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah. Avraham Avinu, though, made them comfortable under a tree, Shizehu, Meire. So that indicates, Alis Masrusay B'yaseh, he was very devoted to what he was doing, L'kayim Ratzana Mitzaveh, the Ratzana Vashem, and therefore this made him the Keli, this was the Hachana from Matan Teira, the Hishanu Tachas Eitz. This explains, even in the most simplest sense, the pshat of the sinyan, what was so unique about what Avraham Avinu did, Vishana Tachaseitz, that were zeichet to the mitzvah of sukkah. So there was masmah v'pashtas, it's a hidur mitzvah. The fact that he was concerned about their comfort, that they should be under the shade of the tree. Now, the Rebbe goes back to answer the question he asked before, so then why is it that today, if we make a sukkah under a tree, it's possible? If it's Peschar, what they did then, which was under a tree, so why today is it possible? Well, so the Rebbe says it's different, because then it was before Matan Torah. But then, the tree is Mechobel Karka, which is the Schach. This was what was covering over the Malachim, was this tree. It's all to indicate, it's like a tree. A tree can grow very tall. But Avol, B'chol Inyan, or B'chol Eis, either way, in all times, Nisha Mechubel L'Sharshay. You always remain connected to your roots. Ki Efshalei Lalas Amayla Mizeh. A human being cannot go above where he comes from. He's always connected to his source. So Enechanami, the schar of the mitzvah came from Bishono Tachas Eitz, but today it's after Matan Torah. So therefore it's more than then, because before Matan Torah it has to be connected to the roots. Now that I've added another interesting thing over here. V'hoya dafka k'moshu mechubel l'karka. And it's connected to the ground. Sorry, I just read that. I'm sorry. Next paragraph. V'ho aval yidei achana zu. And then through this achana, harei achre matan teire. So then, after Matan Torah, Shas Botlak Zered Ebenei Surya, so the famous Medrash that says that there were two territories. One was on the top of the mountain, which was Roimi, and the other was on the bottom of the mountain, which was Surya, and there was a Zered. that no one could pass from Raimi to Surya or from Surya to Raimi. So here the Rebbe says, very interesting pshat of Surya and Raimi. The Rebbe doesn't say this anywhere else in any of my modern sikhas, a different pshat here. Surya, what does Surya mean? Loshen Sariya. A Loshen of Sariya, which means destruction. That's the city that was on the bottom of the valley. Shein lechayis mitzadatzmais. Person that, the tachten. Person here below that has no chayis on his own. Lulei ashpa del mailo, without getting the ashpa from above. So, the people below, which are hinted in the word Sariya, leyalo leraimi. Before Matan Torah, they cannot ascend, they can't go up to Raimi. What is Raimi? Loshen Raimimus. Something which is exalted, high. Amazing. The Rebbe teaches Mamash Surya and Raimi. It's not just random names, but it's Mamash Remez and what the theme here is about. Shmeis Rabbah. So this is the famous Medrash of Shmeis Rabbah that there was Gzeira. So nitna mitzvah sukkah. So then, after Matan Torah, Hashem was mevatel this Gzeira and gave us the mitzvah of sukkah. She'oz haschach tzarech liyizdafke tolosh. So therefore the schach has to be disconnected from the ground to hint to the fact that today we could disconnect from our source and go higher from where we came from. Ki yochel lalo islamayla misharshay. We're given the power to go higher than our source. The height of the schach has to be the minimum higher than 10 tvachim. Right? The simple reason is because otherwise it's called a sukkah srucha. It's not a sukkah that's right to live in b'chlal. But here the Rebbe says that it's meramis to the fact that through the sukkah you connect to the Eibishter. All mitzvahs come from the essence of Hashem himself. So the im nimsa b'toich yutvachim. So the din is that if you are lower than 10 tfachim, within 10 tfachim, it is a psulah. The sukkah is possible. L'rames. So what this hints to is, amasha omri razal, what the Gemara says in sukkah, that mi oilom lo yorda shchina lamato miyut tfachim. The shchina did not go down below, lower than 10 tfachim, and v'loy ola chulu, and a human being cannot go up higher than 10 tfachim. Ki ad, not sure what this is, the V'lay Allah. Okay, I can check it up later, but I don't remember the Hemshech of what V'lay Allah is. But the Shechinah does not come below 10 Tvachim. Ki ad Yud Tvachim hu remez al kol abriya. Until Yud Tvachim, the height of Yud Tvachim, the number 10, which includes all the Seder Ishtalshlos, all the Sphiris, the number 10, that includes the entire Briya, and then above that is the Shechinah. So the Rebbe brings over here that a Chagav Arai to this, or an example for this. Gamkim the Metzina the Lamaylam Yutvachim regarding the Rishuyos of Shabbos. There are four different types of Rishuyos on Shabbos. The Gemara discusses the Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus HaRabim. Then there's a Carmelist, which is Medirabbanan, and a Mokoyim Ptur. Okay, so the Rebbe says higher than Yutvachim, EF Shaliyes Elo Oy Rishus HaYochid. If it's above 10 Tvachim, it's either a Rishus HaYochid. The oila ad l'rekia, the din is if you have a rishus yachid which has a gate around it, a fence around it, the rishus of rishus yachid extends all the way up to l'rekia, higher than 10 tvachim. Oy mokim ptur. If you're in a rishus rabim, you have some kind of a space higher than 10 tvachim, it's not part of the rishus rabim. Above 10 tvachim is not rishus rabim. That's pretty low actually. 10 tvachim is what? I'm going like this. But it's really lower than the table even, 10 tvachim, no? I think so. Or maybe just about the height of this table. Whatever, it's not very high. So a Rishus HaRabim does not go higher than 10 Tvachim. It's a Mokim Ptur. What does Mokim Ptur mean? The Rebbe says, Inyim B'Meisim Chofshi. It's higher than where a human being lives, where he has to do his mitzvahs. It's like a person that's after his life, where he doesn't have to do mitzvahs. Or Malachim. It's a place for Malachim. Elam Pchire, which Malachim don't have any Pchire. Hashenki Lamatum Yud, below Yud, Yesh Mitzias Rishus HaRabim. Below Yud, you have a Rishus HaRabim. Higher than Yod is the place for Shechina, for the Malachim, for the Neshomas after they pass away from this world. Okay, that's what higher than Yod Tvachim is. So the point over here is that we build our Sukkot Dafka higher than 10 Tvachim to indicate the fact that through the mitzvah we can reach higher than our source. So that we reach the Shechina, which is higher than 10 Tvachim. Okay, aval because that tzorich liyis haschach gedule karka dafke. The schach has to dafke come from something that grows from the ground. Why dafke from something that grows from the ground? So the Rebbe says gishmak erem is here. The nafshi kofal akol tia. Because if it grows from the ground is something that people step on and it shows them bittel. El malchus shemayim, the fact that a person has the yoke of heaven, bittel, and v'achakach el mitzvahs. Only if you have the bittel could you then fulfill mitzvahs. Then there's another din. You can't just make schach from materials that originate from the ground. If you have materials that originate from cotton, and you make cotton cloth, you can't make schach out of that. It has to be, take wood, whatever, bamboo, or any other kinds of wood, pine, or whatever it is, and put it on the sukkah. Okay? Shlitishtana tzedasa. You can't change the way it grows from the ground. Kigam be'ez kiyam a mitzvah tzorech liyas nikir olav bitula. Even while you do the mitzvah, if you're using something which was developed into a different material, so that means that you can't anymore see clearly that it grew from the ground. This bitul that comes from the ground should be apparent b'shas you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay, let's just finish this Indian here. Where am I? Okay. Masha'en keinu poishim. A person that sins and does not have his bittul, so he will stumble. Basiyas mitzvahs, when he does the mitzvahs. The gam, a third condition is, shalei kabel tuma. This chach has to be made out of something that's not makabel tuma. Kiven, shabov, and nitn lebal tshuva. As we said before, the mitzvah of sukkah comes right after Yom Kippur, which is given to a bal tshuva. Harei tzarech is zehiris yiseda. A bal tshuva has to be extra careful to stay away from negative things, since he may have a tendency to go back to them. Which is the pirish of harav amagid. Okay, I'm not going to read it right now, but the Maggid makes this point that a Balshuva needs extra zahiras. It's not enough to use materials. It's not actually tomei. That it has to be made out of a material that doesn't even have the ability to be makabel tuma. Okay, that's why it has to be something which is not a keli, just like a piece of wood. That's all bisman hazeh. Then when Mashiach comes, when Eibusha gives us the schar, mitzvah begiloy, and we'll see revealed this schar. Then the sukkah will be made out of the skin of the levyasam. Levyasam, the Rebbe says, is lashon tzafsa v'chibur. Levyasam means to connect. We'll see that connection in a revealed way, and it's made out of a fish. V'cholshe beyam toir. Everything in the ocean is toir. V'ein shayr shemitzias atum eklal. In the water, there's no tum at all, and dogging them some tum the mokum chayusam. Something else that's unique about the fish is that they're always underwater and they're surrounded by the water, which is the source of their chayus. Shaoz yiu kol mekayme teira mitzvus ato bebchinezu begilui. The connection that we accomplish from mitzvus will be revealed then. Shzeo iker schar a mitzvus that we'll see this connection in a revealed way. Okay, so explains the three stages of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Yeah.